Good morning. Today is 6th of February 2019. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares rose for a fourth straight session on Tuesday, with strong gains in rate-sensitive sectors like banking and auto offering support ahead of the RBI's monetary policy meeting. Amid positive global cues, investors shrugged off survey results from IHS Markit showing that India's services sector expanded at a slower rate in January. The Nikkei Services PMI dropped to 52.2 in January from 53.2 in December. BSE Sensex swung between gains and losses before ending the session up by 34 points while Nifty Index settled up 22 points. Eicher Motors, Mahindra & Mahindra, Maruti Suzuki, Bajaj Auto, Hero MotoCorp, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, UPL, Titan and Zee Entertainment Enterprises jumped 2-5% in the Nifty pack, while ONGC, Yes Bank, Tata Motors, Tata Steel and Coal India dropped 2-3% in yesterday's session. Shares of Anil Dhirubhai Ambani Group companies came under heavy selling pressure yesterday, with Reliance Communications losing 28.5% and Reliance Power tumbling 30.5%. News in focus. IT major Tech Mahindra reported a 13% sequential and 27.5% year-on-year rise in consolidated Q3 net profit. The revenue for the quarter rose 3.6% against the September quarter. Margins came in at 19.3%, up 3% YOY. Apollo Tyres net sales up 16.5%. Quarterly net profit was down 19.3%. GAIL India's net profit slipped 14% quarter-on-quarter. Revenue rose 2.7%. Merico reported net income that missed and revenue that met the average analyst estimate for the third quarter. CESC results for Q3 FY19 missed expectations on the revenue and EBITDA front. Revenue fell by 0.4% YOY. Net profit was up 13.1% YOY. ACCS net sales was up 11.49%. Quarterly net profit was up 256.03%. National Anti-Profiteering Authority fined Jubilant FoodWorks for not passing on GST rate cut benefits to customers. Loss to company due to input credit withdrawal was higher than price increase that was taken and this wasn't taken into account by the NAE. Key earnings to watch: Adani Ports, Cipla, Cummins, F Consumer, Graphite, IGL, JSW Steel, Lupin Manappuram, Muthoot Finance, PTC, Siemens, Venkis and Zydus Wellness. Market view. Nifty gained for a fourth straight session on Tuesday to close up by 22 points at 10,934 level. But NSE market's breadth was indicating otherwise, 2.2 share were declined against the only one share advance. Nifty made bullish candle on Tuesday which indicate bullishness among traders. Nifty is stuck in range between 11,000 and 10,600 for past several weeks. At current level risk reward is not favoring the bulls. We may see further rally in market only if Nifty cross 11,000 and close above it. For intraday support can be seen near 10,815 and 10,735 levels. While resistance can be seen near 10,985 and 11,050 for today's session. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InVentureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.